Paul Ramel here in the studio. We have a couple guests with us today. They're from Lacapra Valley High School. Strengthening the Family group, it's called. Julie Asfeld joins us, and Sherry Hansen. Sherry's been a longtime member of Strengthening the Family, right, Sherry?
Yep, I've been on for a long time.
Julie, talk a little bit about, first of all, what is Strengthening the Family? And when you hear Strengthening the Family, what is that?
Well, Strengthening the Family is an organization that our main goal, our mission, is to serve youth and families in our community. And it really...
We
serve both Madison and Appleton, and it started way back when the high school was built back in 91.
And that's why Sherry's here.
Yeah.
Were you one of the original board members of Strengthening the Family, Sherry?
Yes. Okay. That's when Bev Struxens had gotten started, and so I've been on for a little while.
I think I'm going to back up a little bit here. Maybe some of our listeners don't know who you are, so let's introduce yourself first. Sherry, we'll go with you. You've been a longtime teacher.
I was taught in Bellingham for a little while, and then I went to work with the county for social services.
Oh, yeah.
And then I've coached at the high school for a few years.
A few years. 30-some at track, I bet,
right.
Isn't it?
Yep.
Isn't it over 35 years coaching track?
Yes.
That's amazing. Still coaching.
Yep.
All
well,
right.
Would like to.
Yeah, we would like to this year, right?
Right, yes.
Okay, good. And Julie, how about you?
Well, my role and connection to Strengthening the Family is I am the Asset Builder Coordinator along with Heather Piotter. We are co-advisors, and that's what I do at the school.
Yeah, and you're also the Marketing Director?
I am also the Marketing Director, and so right now we're tackling the huge task of rebranding our school, so we're in the process of that.
Yep, hopefully. That's pretty exciting, too. I'm on that committee with you, so... Sherry, talk about why this group got started back in the day, and a lot of the other schools did the same thing at the time, right?
Right. There was the biggest thing is to for a youth program to help the kids to work on assets and teach the younger kids about assets and kind of be mentors to them. And my son was on this originally too, and I know Bev took a group to the cities to talk at the Capitol for funding for STF because it's so important too. And just it's a really good program that helps with the high school kids mentor the younger kids, and it's just so important. I remember my son talked about how the younger kids would come up to him in the hallway and just, I remember when you came into my classroom and it was so cool the things you did and teach them the different assets and stuff, and it's a great youth program for everybody.
Yeah, so the assets that Sherry is referring to, they're called the 40 developmental assets, and they are a list of things that are put out by an organization called Search Institute, and they are based out of Minneapolis. And what Search Institute does, it's that they started as like a research-based program, and their main goal for research was how can we help youth strive, you know, be their best, basically. So they are still an organization that is all research-based, and they put out information to communities to help grow the youth, basically. So these assets range from, you know, having positive adult interactions, family, school. They touch on every aspect of a child's life. Every child has very different home life versus school life, you know, so these assets that we are trying to teach on a monthly basis, you know.
Can you give us some examples, detailed examples of what an asset is?
So my asset builders, each month we pick one of these 40 developmental assets, and then we do the high schoolers teach the younger children about these assets. So we did self-control as one of our ones earlier this year, and then our theme for that asset was germs. So we taught about hand washing and how we control ourselves and don't touch our face, and you know, so we kind of explain the asset and then have an overall theme to kind of show them what we mean by this.
So the senior high asset builders, they'll go into the elementary schools and teach the elementary kids this asset then.
Yes.
So you had a funny script on germs, if I remember
yes, right. Yes, so I wrote a skit, and all of my high schoolers dressed up as germs. We used tablecloths as, like, capes and, like, a costume, and we had funny hats, and then one of my kids was a germ police. So we had a skit where the germs were infecting the classroom, and then the germ police came in with disinfectant spray and killed the germs.
Oh.
And the little kids just got
that'd be appropriate for today, though.
Yeah. Yep, for sure.
And it's actually funny because usually I do my germ skit in March, and this year I decided to move it to January because, you know,
all
it's
right.
kind of the thick of the germs. So I'm glad we got to perform that before this right. whole.
What's the response from the elementary kids on this when you guys go in there and do that?
Well, they love it when we come, and I've heard great things from the teachers too. They get mm-hmm. excited when we come. This year I kind of changed up our curriculum a little bit to shift it more to group work, one-on-one kind of. My goal is to make connections. So my high schoolers are sitting down, they're talking, they're engaging, they're playing, they're having fun. So above all else, if they remember that we talked about self-control or not, mm-hmm. I'm not sure, but they had fun. Mm-hmm. And they are playing with the kid that they see playing basketball or softball, you mm-hmm. know, they right. these are
the
good
kids really like that
role
connection.
Models.
Yep.
Yes.
Sherry, let's back up to the beginning of the strengthening the family organization again. Like I said earlier, most schools when this came about did have this group in their school, but I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but La Caprile Valley is probably the only school that's really kept it going.
I think so, and yep. part of the problem is that some of the grant funding went away,
right.
and so a lot of the schools just let it go, and we've been able to do fundraising thanks to everybody in the community and the businesses and, I mean, individual people, too, that support it by donating, and I think it's such an important program for our young kids. It's
yep.
really great.
Yep, that's right. So you've been around since the beginning, then,
yes.
of it. So, and your kids were in it, you said?
Yep.
Okay. How did they enjoy being an asset builder?
Yes, very much so. My son still talks about how kids used to come up to him even after he was graduated, had to come back to visit and stuff, about how, I remember when you came in my classroom and things you did, and, you know, they just had a great time.
Awesome. That's what it's all about, right,
yes.
Julie?
Yes,
absolutely.
What are some of the team activities that Strengthening the Family does, Julie?
Well, some of the things that Strengthening the Family puts on, we put on events throughout the year. The Stampede Fun, I think, has been one of the longest running ones, I believe.
What's that?
And Stampede Fun is a family activity that is put on the last day of school, typically at the La Caprile County Fairgrounds in Madison.
And
usually
it's free.
Yep, free. Yeah,
yes,
good, Sherry.
Free.
Yeah. So last day of school to celebrate?
Typically. Okay. It typically is. This year is a little bit up in the air, but yeah. typically it's the last day of school. We also have started the Hawaiian Beach Party. That is another free event that we host at the high school with swimming and different activities. And that took place back in February? March.
First part of March.
First
I think
March.
It was the first of March.
March
okay.
1st
right?
it was, yes.
All right. What benefits, or how about this, Sherry? How is Strengthening the Family funded then? How is Strengthening the Family funded?
Well, we as a board, we do fundraisers throughout the year, and we send out letters to businesses in every community.
Churches?
Yeah, okay. Churches, businesses, individual people donate it, and we're also doing a fundraiser in it right now with the calendar, where we're selling raffle tickets for the calendar.
Oh, yeah.
And all of that money goes to pay for salaries, like for Julie and Heather, for the Child Guide and for the Strengthening the Family, or for the Asset Builders, excuse me. And people don't realize how much Heather and Julie do behind the scenes. They really are amazing. They do so much with the kids, and they plan a lot of stuff. And I know that quite a bit of the work that they do is on their own time. So, mm-hmm. you know, they really do a lot to support that program, and the kids love working with them, and I think that's why it's so popular, because they're enthused about it, and the kids get enthused, and right. it's really great.
Probably should mention, too, that they're not on the district payroll. That's why we fundraise.
That's right. That okay. The fundraising we do pays their salaries. So.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's a big misconception about our program. It takes place at the high school. I work at the high school. You know, a lot of people assume that we are paid somehow through the school, but we are not. We are 100% funded by donations.
Right.
So when we, you know, when we tell our asset builders, too, it's fundraising time. Well, it's this is our only way of raising money. We don't get supported financially by other, you know, by the school. So,
yeah, and we do a lot of activities. I should say I'm on Strength in the Family Board too. So, and it's one of my favorite boards to serve on. I mean, it's I love the mission that it has, and it really helps a lot of people, doesn't it?
Yes,
absolutely. The other position that kind of falls under the umbrella of STF is the child guide. And currently we are without a child guide. But do you want to explain the role maybe of the child guide a little bit?
The child guide works in the elementary schools in Madison and Appleton, and they try to work with at-risk children who need some extra support in the school and extra time, and the teachers can make referrals or parents can make referrals if they think their child would benefit from having some extra help in there. And it's not a paraprofessional, it's someone who works under the Strength in Family program to target these kids, to help in a lot of different ways to
provide these assets,
to help them with the assets that Julie talked about earlier. So.
Yeah, and the main word we use with our child guide is connector. We want this person to be in our schools connecting this at-risk child to some of these assets, whether it be, you know, help finding a, like, program, like an after-school program that they can be a part of, or if it's doing
homework,
homework
help or something,
It's identifying their needs and finding solutions.
Yeah, so maybe someone's listening, they're probably interested in this job, they can contact you at the school, right, Julie?
Absolutely. They can contact me, they can contact Steve Stairrud at Community Ed, and we are definitely still looking for someone to fill this position.
Let's go through some of the names of the team members on Strength in the Family, Julie. Sherry, who's all on this Strength in the Family board out of Lark Brawl Valley?
Gloria Tobias, and then she, well, she was going to be retiring, but she's hanging around longer because of this wonderful COVID-19, and Don Fernholz will be taking her place, and so Biergun. The two of them
Don
are
Biergun.
On.
Huh, Don Biergun.
Don Biergun.
Yeah.
Did I say Fernholz?
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's all right.
I've been around
long enough.
They're still going to stay by that maiden name, sorry. Dan Struxness, and then Steve Stairrud, of course, is in charge of that. Kip Stender, Greg Schmidt, Paul, Heather Piotr, Karen Moen, Tom Moe, Heidi Kellen, Kristen Ludvigson, Rich Eisder, Maureen Heineke, myself, Shannon Banke, and Julie.
Okay, man. If you'd be interested in serving on the board, we'd welcome you, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's open to community members. Right. Anybody who is, you know, feels passionate about helping our community youth.
So talk about Heather Piotr, Julie. You and Heather work together closely. What's Heather's role in this then?
Yeah, she helps me. So
she's a school nurse.
Yes, she is also the school nurse. So she helps me behind the scenes and getting stuff ready, and helps a lot with fundraising. And, you know, we have a lot of kids in our group, so there's a lot of scheduling that I do. And so she is my, you know, comrade and like maintaining all of that. Yeah,
you guys do a great job.
And at the end of the school year, we do a big, well, typically, we do a big final presentation at both of the elementary schools, which in the past we have taken all of our kids out. I have 40 kids. And we typically do a big final presentation. This year we might not, but Heather helps, you know, with all that also. Okay. So
good. You enjoy serving on the board, Sherry?
I love it, yes. Everybody's so great, and, you know, if you want to join the board, that'd be awesome, but just remember, we'll put you to work.
That's right.
But it's a lot of fun. We have such a good time working together, and it's so fun to see, like at the Hawaiian Beach Party and the Stampede of Fun, all the families that come out and the kids, and they just have a blast, and it's just so much fun to be there because they really... The people that come to set up like the bouncy houses and the hospital brings, or they have the we had the first flight that came in the one time, and they have the ambulances and everything. It's just great to see everybody come together as a community. So
absolutely,
my favorite event is the Hawaiian Beach Party out at Lark Brawl Valley we had a couple months ago. That was fun, wasn't
it,
Julie?
That was fun.
That was fun. Yeah.
You do a lot of work on that, decorating the commons area in the gym in a Hawaiian theme. So
yeah, I put
a lot of families come out for that.
Yes, we had over 145 kids, almost 150 kids there this year.
Okay.
So that was really great.
Yeah, and if you'd like to give a donation to Strengthen the Family, we're always open to that. We'd appreciate that very much. And you can just contact Julie or myself or Sherry, and we'll put you in the right direction for that donation.
Absolutely.
So. All right. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Talking about strengthening the family, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. That's Sherry Hansen and Julie Asfelt from Strengthening the Family out at Lockapaw Valley talking about what exactly strengthening the family is.